The state is officially hiring. They're looking for a bank to handle the Maine State Bank account. The contract with the current bank, Bank of America, expires next summer. The job description this time, though, is a little different. The bank has to be comfortable handling pot money because later this year, Washington begins collecting fees from businesses applying to run cannabis farms, cannabis processing facilities, and cannabis stores. And of course, later on, the bank will be handling taxes that the state collects from these businesses. It's all part of the legalization of recreational marijuana. Thing is, once the state starts collecting money, there may be a problem. That's because banks are fearful about dealing with any money connected with marijuana because it may be legal in Washington state, but there are still federal laws against marijuana and also strict laws against banks that handle drug money. So where will Washington state put the money the federal government may consider tainted? Joining us is Washington State Treasurer Jim McIntyre. Jim, thanks so much for taking the time today.
My pleasure, Ross.
Jim, the state's going to begin taking money from people applying for cannabis licenses this fall. That's before you have a new bank. Is Bank of America okay with taking that money?
Bank of America's fine with that. We've talked with them several times. They assure us that that's not a problem for them. I mean, in fact, we're already taking some tax revenues, I believe, for medical marijuana. So it's not a real issue in terms of their perception.
Now, why isn't it? Aren't there kind of strict federal laws about banking and money from things that the federal government considers illicit drugs like marijuana?
I think that the real question, it's not to say that there's not a public policy question here. There is. I think that the real question is, what will the bank's relationship be to individual, let's say, dealers, owners, suppliers, shopkeepers that are engaged in this business, and I think that's one of the questions that I believe the Department of Justice has tried to begin to address in their memo of late August, when they talked about their priorities and how they're going to enforce federal law. That directive went out to all federal agencies for all federal regulatory enforcement action.
So how close are they to some kind of a resolution on this? I just picture some of these people running these businesses, which will generate a lot of cash, and presumably, unless something's worked out, they'll get all of their money in cash. Are they going to put this in suitcases and walk into the Department of Revenue and give you a big suitcase full of money to pay their taxes on this? I'm just trying to imagine how this will work.
We have a lot of taxpayers that make payments in cash already. That's not really that big of an issue. I think that the real question and the real concern that people have is whether or not these businesses have to operate entirely on a cash basis, and does that create public safety issues for the businesses and their customers? Part of the rationale, or one of the main arguments for legalizing marijuana, I think, was to try and get this economy out of the shadows and into the regulatory environment. So in many respects, I think if you look at the federal Department of Justice memo, what they're really interested in is keeping this money out of organized crime and avoiding the potential for violent crime. And I would think that allowing these business owners to be banked with respectable banks where everything could be in daylight would be of value to them. So my sense is that the federal government's going to try and get there. The real question is, will some of the independent regulatory agencies like the FDIC or the Federal Reserve follow in the Department of Justice advice? We'll see.
Jim, are you getting inquiries from other banks that would like to become the Maine State Bank account, which Bank of America currently has, that they're there till next summer? But are bankers getting in touch with you and asking you questions specifically about this issue?
We have an RFP process right now that is highly competitive. We're in correspondence with a number of banks about a variety of the different issues about that RFP, responding to their questions, trying to be able to create a very competitive bidding for that contract, which provides concentration services to the state. This is the bank that that effectively collects all the cash or checks and deposits around the state and allows then my office to invest those dollars. We empty that account several times a day to invest in federal securities.
Jim McIntyre is Washington State's treasurer. Jim, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. This is The Record on KUOW.